the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where a complicated search and rescue operation is continuing in the Potomac River after two aircraft collided. This man's wife was on board and told WUSA-TV,
"I'm just praying that somebody's pulling her out of the river right now as we speak. That's all I can pray for. I'm just praying to God."
When was the last time you spoke with her?
She texted me that they were landing in 20 minutes.
19 bodies have now been recovered from three debris fields. A dive team found what appears to be one of the two black boxes. More from CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The helicopter that collided near Reagan National Airport with an American Eagle jet out of Wichita, Kansas, was on a training flight, according to a U.S. military spokesperson. American Airlines CEO Robert Isom says in a video statement,
"Our team of highly trained professionals will be working around the clock to support our passengers, crew, and their families however we can. And we'll update you as soon as we can."
Isom says they are cooperating with the National Transportation Safety Board and want to learn everything they can about Wednesday's event.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve tells us the plane was just about to land.
It was in the final steps of its final approach when this collision happened. It is possible, depending upon where the two aircraft struck, that the pilots of the airplane never even saw the helicopter coming.
No planes are flying in or out of Reagan National right now. They will resume flights at 11 a.m. Eastern time. On to other news, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, will face lawmakers for a second hearing today. Yesterday, he was grilled by senators, including Democrat Michael Bennett.
"Did you write in your book, it's undeniable that African AIDS is an entirely different disease from Western AIDS? Yes or no, Mr. Kennedy?"
"I'm not sure if I may."
"Okay, I'll give it to the chairman."
Prison for former Senator Bob Menendez. He's been sentenced to 11 years behind bars for accepting bribes and acting as an agent of Egypt. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
"This is the end of the road for Bob Menendez. Not only will he no longer be in the Senate, but he'll frankly be imprisoned for most of the rest of his life."
Still a lot of confusion regarding the freeze on federal assistance. White House reporter Olivia Rinaldi tells us while the president's budget office rescinded the order,
the White House is saying that they are still moving forward with the federal funding freeze. That means that Trump's goal of really rooting out any of these, quote, pet projects within the federal government that do not align with his executive orders and his priorities will still be rooted out.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Bucks lose again in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Trail Blazers, 125-117. Giannis Antetokounmpo asked, "How has Portland beat them three out of four tries since they traded Damian Lillard away to Milwaukee?"
Good team. Play fast. Have a lot of people that can make shots over the dribble. You know, when you give a team confidence, they beat you.
The Bucks road trip continues when they face the Spurs in San Antonio tomorrow night. College basketball, number 9th ranked Marquette with a win in Indianapolis, beating Butler 78-69. Cam Jones got into foul trouble, so Stevie Mitchell stepped up, scoring a career-high 22 points. Number 17th ranked Wisconsin and Maryland tonight, head coach Greg Gard on why he thinks the Badgers have improved on offense.
You know, an unselfish group that doesn't care who gets the credit, and it's a really talented team that have a lot of weapons that can shoot it, and pretty much everybody we put on the floor is a legit threat from three.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Most people probably remember MTV's Tom Green Show in the early 2000s. According to the New York Post, the host comedian, who also acted in the awful Freddy Got Fingered, left Hollywood in 2021 and now lives on a farm in Ontario, Canada. Green says it was the best thing he ever did because he is not a Hollywood guy. Green has a new documentary called This is the Tom Green Story you can check out on Amazon Prime. Not sure if Timothy Chalamet is getting a taste of the proceeds from resurgent Bob Dylan songs, but it sounds like he should because he's the one resurging. Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in the Oscar-nominated film A Complete Unknown and hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend while also appearing as the show's musical guest. The Oscar-nominated actor played the song Tomorrow is a Long Time, one of his personal favorites. The song did not even appear in the film, but is at number 63 on the iTunes Top 100. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Eventually, our skies turning partly cloudy in the overnight as temperatures drop into the lower 20s. Light winds. On Thursday, plentiful sunshine with highs in the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees. Winds gusty. Colder conditions Friday. It's 24 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang from Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities joins me to talk about not good test scores coming out of the city of Milwaukee. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform the Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Greg Bach off for a couple of days. He will be back next Tuesday. Right now, we are joined by our friend and colleague, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I am well. I understand you've been riveted to the television as Robert Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearings continue in the Senate. There's a lot going on there.
Jane, this is better than any television drama I've watched in forever. Because, well, first of all, it has real life consequences.
Yes.
But most of all, he is so grossly unqualified. I mean, this is basic stuff. He was saying earlier, as he was trying to describe what Medicaid is and what Medicare is, he doesn't know what they are. I'm talking like fundamentals. At one point, one of the senators had to explain to him gently what those bodies do. And these are huge resources. These are huge things that will be under his umbrella, along with, I don't know, 100, 150 other agencies. I mean, this is an incredibly big job that is, he's the chief medical officer for the United States in this situation. So yeah, this is really interesting. If you don't have a chance to watch it now, please keep an eye out for the clips because wow. Just wow.
It's amazing. And going back to his complete lack of qualifications, this is perfect for the Trump administration. I'm sorry, but it is. This goes back to Donald Trump saying, well, no, I don't have a health care plan to replace Obamacare. I have concepts of a plan. And why would I do anything before I have the job? This is perfect for Bob Jr. It's like, well, why would I learn about what Medicare and Medicaid do until I have the job?
Who goes into a job interview without preparing for it?
I didn't know that was part of your company. That's so cool.
Oh, my gosh. And I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but Caroline Kennedy, his cousin, put out this incredible, thoughtful,
yes,
meaningful letter that was entered into the record today. And she also made a video just reading the letter. And it's his credibility. It's his character. I'm concerned as a doctor because I know that these agencies aren't going to function and my patients aren't going to be able to get care. But she talks about just some very heartbreaking. You can tell she doesn't want to have this conversation, but she knows she needs to because the American people are counting on her to do it.
She's a very private person.
Yes.
Even though she's been in the public eye for decades and decades and decades, Caroline Kennedy is a very private person. So for her to do that yesterday, I think, really took a lot.
Oh, I think it took so much. And then, you know, to watch some of these senators as they are passionately describing the stories that they've heard from their constituents, it is very interesting. I mean, Mark Warner from Virginia, as he was explaining some of the nonprofits who have contacted him over the last day with the shutdown of all of the grants and the funding that's now back, the chaos that that has created and how that weaves in with people being able to get, you know, fundamental health care. And Kennedy just is, he's shaking. He looks uncomfortable. He clearly understands on some level that he is not fit for this, but this is such a political thing. And it is all part of the profit and politics and power thing that he needs. This is not about the American people. This is about RFK Jr.
Without a doubt, it's about RFK Jr.'s ego. And Caroline Kennedy essentially said that in her letter. We're going to include that letter in our show notes. It's definitely worth a read. There are very, very concerning things in that man's past. And not that, and it's not that distant of a past.
No. I mean, he was, you know, to his credit, I mean, he was a heroin addict for 14 years, and he has been free of heroin addiction for over 40 years. And that is a huge accomplishment.
Yes.
And you have to give him that. But watching him and seeing how uncomfortable he is during these hearings and hearing what the senators are having to say. I mean, even the Republican senators are grilling him on the abortion issue, because in the past, he has been a pro-choice.
Right.
Democratic legislator, and that doesn't jibe with what they want. So he's really getting it from both sides. And then, Jane, can we talk about our own Ron Johnson?
Oh, I saw him blowy. I mean, speaking and waving many papers. I was talking to Emily Zuppas at the time, so I wasn't able to actually keep a close eye on what was going on there. So, what did our senior senator? What words of wisdom did Rojo drop?
He gave a very impassioned plea for us to come together as a country.
Oh, really?
With a really dramatic pause afterwards. He has such an interesting style. Every single senator, Republican and Democrat, came prepared to ask thoughtful questions, to get information from RFK. Ron Johnson came to say, let's unite, and then point fingers at people and divide. And it's crazy how this is his pattern. He loves to say, let's come together,
right,
and then so artfully, like, pick people apart and finger point.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation talking about Robert Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing going on as we speak in Washington. Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. What do you want to say about this?
Good morning. Yes, and a friend of mine who, some, you know, before my cancer and all that, I can remember talking with her about vaccines, and she was vaccine concerned, and she has since become very vaccine anti-vax, and, you know, from one of her sources has been Robert Kennedy Jr., and for to hear now that, you know, he has had all his children vaccinated, and has been promoting this anti-vax stuff, you know, aligning with that is just pretty disgusting. And for Ron Johnson, I mean, I actually called his office a couple of days ago on the issue of the pardons and, you know, failing to get a response from them, what his position was on it. And I remained FCC compliant this time and just said, well, that's just cowardly. And when I said that, they just hung up on me immediately. And imagine that he's the same kind of cowardice that he's exhibiting here, where Robert Kennedy Jr. is clearly unqualified for this position. I mean, that for diseases that break out, they're just a plane flight away of coming from one country to another. And that the ones that we're going to see, like monkeypox, the other one I can't think of, but bird flu, I mean, something we're going to have to address now. I would guess within the year that there's going to be an epidemic of avian bird flu breaking out in human populations in the United States. And I perceive that a failure is going to happen with this administration in combating the virus. I mean, for God's sakes, I see where Missouri now is suing China because we didn't have PPEs, you know, during the initial outbreak of COVID in this country. Well, it was the government's responsibility to step up production of PPEs in this country rather than relying on China to provide PPEs for us. Because I saw that with my caretakers during my chemo back in 2020, where they started making masks last a week after COVID hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
yeah. Actually, we were sterilizing our masks and using them over again, even in the operating room.
We had nurses and doctors wearing garbage bags.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was horrible.
And, to your point, Mark, about Kennedy's vaccine status, he actually benefits off of the anti-vax rhetoric.
There's
and
money.
Elizabeth
there's money
Warren,
there.
Oh, yeah. She just held him to task. If you get a chance to watch Elizabeth Warren grilling him, she probably lists off 10 different ways that he financially benefits from these anti-vax lawsuits. And he could continue to benefit throughout his tenure in this position, as well as afterwards. And she asked him to make a pledge that he would not. And he refused to take that pledge. So you know that this certainly isn't about the health of Americans. And also to your point about bird flu, I'm a physician. I get lots of communications from the American Medical Association and the CDC and all these organizations that daily are telling us what's happening and what we need to watch out for. And just yesterday, yep, we received a communication from the AMA that said that bird flu is a problem. We've been able to keep it under wraps for the time being, but we foresee that this is going to become a big issue and we need to be on top of it. We need to be developing a vaccine. We need to be making sure that healthcare providers are in the loop. We need to be making sure that people understand how to protect themselves. None of this is happening right now because all of the major healthcare governmental entities have been prevented from talking to each other and sharing because information all with the public. Of the major so we're already healthcare shut down. Government ad this man in charge of all of these organizations, and that adds a whole other level of failure of communication, chaos, and frankly, it results in death.
Well, you know what, Dr. Lyerly, if we just don't tell people about it, then it doesn't exist. And and then it's just not a thing. We'll just pretend it's not happening and that where flocks are dying. And by the way, I just want to throw this in real quickly. The price of eggs continues to rise because of bird flu. And yesterday, the Trump administration blamed the Biden administration for killing chickens. It's the Biden's administration's fault for killing chickens that the eggs, the reason why eggs are so high, they have to kill the chickens when their flocks are infected with bird flu. Mm-hmm. That's how that happens.
Yeah, but they make their own reality.
Yes,
they tell
do.
You what they want you to believe and they make it spicy and interesting. And then it goes on Fox News or OAN or whatever.
Yep.
And the people who watch those stories don't question it. And, to be honest, a lot of us don't question the headlines that we see, whether we're reading the Washington Post or Fox headlines. So that's a plea from me and Jane to all of you to have conversations and listen to each other and ask each other questions and make sure that we are using credible sources. There's so much misinformation and disinformation out there, and we've got to fight back against that. And it really grassroots is going to save us.
Yeah, maybe don't get your information from the company that was fined almost $1 billion for lying to you. That should be I don't know if they're credible. Bill, I see you on the line. We're going to take you first. I promise when we come back, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours. And then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Sweet Cal B coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that people are fleeing from, join us on Blue Sky. It's nice over there. Dr. Kristen Lierley is our guest for the entire hour. After the 11:30 news, we're going to lighten things up a little bit and talk about where do you grocery shop and how do you grocery shop. I have friends and even relatives who will go to one store for produce and one store for canned goods and one store for this thing. And now they're talking about building this humongous Buc-ee's in Oak Creek, which is not everybody's happy about that. So where do you shop? How do you shop? Coming up after the 11:30 news, we will wrap it all up as we always do with this shouldn't be a thing. Today it's the I can't believe it's butter edition. Before you joined us, we were talking about Robert Kennedy Jr. His confirmation hearing to be head of Health and Human Services is underway as we speak. He is massively unqualified for this position, massively. We're going to talk about his investments in anti-HPV vaccines in particular, but Bill has been very, very patient from Oconomowoc. Thank you for waiting, Bill. What did you want to say about this?
Good morning. Now that Captain Chaos is driving the ship again, the last time he was at the wheel, we lost over a million people to COVID. Not all were his fault, but many were. We were the worst in handling COVID in the civilized world. Now they want to go back to that and double down on it by getting Pee Wee Herman to run the take the position in charge of our health care. I can't believe these people are so ignorant and so fearful of research and looking at what's happened in the past, because if they don't, he is going to run this country right off the edge.
I don't disagree with you, Bill. And there are some who believe that that's the goal, is to gut America and sell it off for parts, essentially. And now that we have all the tech bros all cozy with him and all up in that administration, and we're going to talk about that probably later in the week, about all of Elmo's buddies are getting jobs in the administration because I'm sure they're massively qualified. No problem.
Hey, Bill, I'll tell you what I see as a doctor, because I hear all that bluster. And, you know, I post something on Facebook and a lot of antis always like line up in the comment section. But I'll tell you that in the exam room, when people are having real life conversations that have real consequences, they have very different opinions.
Really?
And I don't screen my patients, you know, are you MAGA or are you not? Like, I'm like, come to me. I want to help you live a better life.
Yep.
I don't care what your political beliefs are or who you voted for. Let's talk about real life stuff. It is very different on an individual level. And vaccines are a great example. I do believe that we need great vaccine policy. That is a key component of our public health. But public health is different than individual health. So when you are an individual sitting in your doctor's office and you're trying to figure out what is the best thing for me, you have to look at the recommendations and think about who you are, what your values are, what your personal circumstances are. Have you had cancer? Are you immune suppressed? Is there somebody in your life who's at risk? And then you have to make the best decision for yourself. So I think that that's the course. That's why I believe that grassroots is going to save us, because I know from talking to people that people don't believe what we are seeing in this world that Donald Trump is presenting to us. Dr. Phil, not a real doctor, not anymore. So don't watch Dr. Phil.
Seriously.
Watch Dr. Lyerly. She cares about you. And that's why I'm here.
And she knows doctor things. It's kind of important. I don't know. That's just what qualification I like in a doctor. Let's talk about the HPV vaccine. What is it and what has it done?
Oh my gosh, the HPV vaccine is an incredible game-changing vaccine that was introduced, gosh, it must have been 20 years ago now. It's hard to believe it's been that long. This is a vaccine that combats human papillomavirus. Human papillomavirus causes cancer. This is a vaccine that fights cancer. When it was initially introduced, we were giving it to young women before they became sexually active because it is sexually transmitted. So there was a lot of pushback on the HPV vaccine. And I still see it. I actually saw a patient just the other day who came in because she had an abnormal pap test. So she needed additional testing because she's at risk for a cervical cancer. And we talked about it and she like hung her head. And she said, you know, I didn't get the vaccine when I should have gotten it because there was so much information out there and I didn't know. And I said, you know what? It's okay. We all make the best decisions that we can. And you're here now and we're going to take care of you now. So the HPV vaccine has prevented, innumerable cases of cervical, vulvar, other GYN cancers, as well as head and neck cancers, because they're also related to the human papillomavirus. This is a game-changing vaccine, not just in the United States, but definitely across the world.
Yeah, it's been very effective. And we've had 20 years of this now to actually do studies to prove its effectiveness. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Robert Kennedy Jr. gets money from an anti-HPV organization.
You're correct. And
so he is getting paid to come out and say the HPV vaccine is bad, even though we have all kinds of evidence now that it's been very massively effective.
He benefits every time that these lawsuits against the HPV vaccine are successful. Financially benefits.
Let's put him in charge.
Yeah. And, you know, Caroline, his cousin, actually talks specifically about this, and she is impassioned about the HPV vaccine because she has worked globally as an ambassador and she has seen the impact of cervical cancer prevention outside of the United States. She knows how important this is. And you can tell in that video that this is one of the main sticking points for her, for her reason to step up and speak out against her cousin's nomination.
And cervical cancer is one of those insidious cancers that a lot of times it's not caught until it's very, very late. And tragically, in many cases, it's too late.
This is why we get pap tests.
Exactly. We don't even have time to talk about the fact that Robert Kennedy Jr. used to like to chop up mice and chickens, baby chicks, in a blender. But you can read that in the show notes. Stick around. We have news coming up next, and then we'll lighten it up and talk about grocery shopping. All the hard things. That's what we discuss here. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report. Two aircraft collided above Washington, D.C., sending them plunging into the Potomac River. Heartbreaking for this man who says his wife was on board the American Airlines flight and was texting him right before they were supposed to land at Reagan National Airport.
Landing in 20 minutes, the rest of my text did not get delivered. That's when I realized something might be up.
American Airlines CEO Robert Isom.
The CRJ-700 aircraft traveling from Wichita, Kansas to Washington Reagan National Airport has been involved in an accident near Washington, D.C. It appears to have collided with a military aircraft on approach.
On liveatc.net.
Is the airfield closed?
Yes, the airfield is closed. The airfield is closed.
Runways as well?
Yes, all runways are closed. Nobody's landing. No one's moving at all.
19 bodies have been recovered. One of the two black boxes has also been found. CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks lose again in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Trailblazers, 125-117. Giannis Antetokounmpo asked, how has Portland beat them 3 out of 4 tries since they traded Damian Lillard away to Milwaukee?
Good team. Play fast. Have a lot of people that can make shots off the dribble. You know, when you give a team confidence, they beat you.
The Bucks road trip continues when they face the Spurs in San Antonio tomorrow night. College basketball, number 9th-ranked Marquette, with a win in Indianapolis, beating Butler 78-69, Cam Jones got into foul trouble, so Stevie Mitchell stepped up, scoring a career-high 22 points. Number 17th-ranked Wisconsin and Maryland tonight, head coach Greg Gard, on why he thinks the Badgers have improved on offense.
You know, an unselfish group that doesn't care who gets the credit, and it's a really talented team that have a lot of weapons that can shoot it, and there's pretty much everybody we put on the floor is a legit threat from three.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Night Agent is a show we've talked about periodically on Nightlight. The second season just dropped on Netflix, and lots of people seem to be finding it. The spy drama drew 14 million viewers in its first 5 days, and according to TheWrap.com, landed in the top 10 most viewed shows in 90 countries. The plot finds an FBI agent sitting in a room in the basement of the White House monitoring a phone that supposedly never rings. Until it does, and a conspiracy unfolds. Great premise, and a pretty good show. If you like heist films, you might enjoy the film Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. Gerard Butler is back playing Big Nick, an L.A. County Sheriff's detective, in the follow-up to the first Den of Thieves from 2018. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is also back as bad guy Donnie Wilson, trying to evade Big Nick, who tracks him across Europe. Jackson's character disappeared at the end of Den of Thieves 1, leaving the story ripe for sequel. The film could be 15 minutes shorter, but does deliver with some high-speed thrills and gunfights through beautiful settings in Europe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Eventually, our skies turning partly cloudy in the overnight as temperatures drop into the lower 20s. Light winds. On Thursday, plentiful sunshine with highs in the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees. Winds gusty. Colder conditions Friday. It's 24 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbush Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, actor Rick Overton from Groundhog Day joins me to discuss Groundhog Day. Then I'm joined by Chris Hopper and Kurt Krause from the Door County Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Before you tell him that you love him so now, my mama told me you better shop around.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Sweet Calby coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us if you'd like. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Basketball fans, men's basketball tonight. Wisconsin at Maryland. The broadcast starts at 5 p.m. You can listen to the game on WLAK in Amory, on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, and WRCE in Richland Center. Badgers against Maryland tonight. The broadcast starts at 5 p.m. Our guest is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We're going to move on to a lighter topic in just a second about where you grocery shop. Do you shop all in one place? Do you go one place for produce, one place for canned goods, things like that? And this kind of goes around the proposal to put a Buc-ee's in Oak Creek, which is a massive, massive convenience store. That's getting some pushback. But before we went to the break into the news, Dr. Lyerly, we were talking about Robert Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing, which is going on right now in the Senate to be the head of Health and Human Services. And we had a couple comments, texts that I wanted to share. This one says, is it worth learning about Medicare and Medicaid if the Trump administration is going to get rid of them?
Yikes. I know. He made a comment also about how people would generally prefer to be on private insurance. And that is not at all my experience.
I'm sure.
My experience is that people on Medicare really kind of like their Medicare. And people on private insurance are frustrated with the prior authorizations and the failure to cover the medications and the procedures that they need. So many things that he said made me wonder how many people he has talked to.
He's also said, Dr. Lyerly, and I don't know if you had a chance to see this, that he's going to investigate mifepristone because mm-hmm. Donald Trump wants him to. Mifepristone, much like the HPV vaccine, has been in use for decades, and it has a great safety record from what I understand.
It does. It has received an incredible amount of scrutiny because it has to be. I mean, birth control is the same way. It was very interesting to me during this hearing to hear Senator Lankford from Oklahoma, who is like the most anti-choice senator probably in the Senate, talk about how doctors no longer need to see people with ectopic pregnancies.
What?
Because of this. And I thought maybe I should reach out to Senator Lankford and we could have a conversation because I keep hearing, I think he is actually probably a good person who is pure of heart, but just has a very different opinion than I do. But this is wrong. If you think you have an ectopic pregnancy, you need to be seen because it could be a surgical situation. And frankly, it is a life-threatening situation. Ectopic pregnancy is the number one reason people die in early pregnancy. So come on. I mean, let's talk about these things more and talk about real facts and things as they affect us, not all of these hypotheticals and, you know, things that the bluster. I'm so tired of the bluster, Jane.
Well, I am tired of these men, because it's primarily men mm-hmm. who do not understand basic female biology, being in control of what health services women can access. And I said this a couple of weeks ago, that unless they can define what an ectopic pregnancy is accurately, they should not have any say in about what women can do with their health.
I feel like you're inviting me right now to define what an ectopic pregnancy is, so I'm going to do that.
Please do.
An ectopic pregnancy is a pregnancy that implants in a place other than part of the uterus where it can grow and become a term baby.
And be fed by the mother, because this is how the fetus survives, and that's why it has to be implanted in the uterus.
Well, the uterus expands as the pregnancy expands, so it can tolerate that. If the pregnancy implants in the tube or in the corner of the uterus or on the ovary, or I've seen cases that have implanted inside, like not at all inside the uterus, but like over a major vessel. So here's what happens with these pregnancies. The placenta grows like a cancer. It grows like crazy fast. And if it's in the uterus, there's a layer of tissue there that is receptive, that is meant to have a pregnancy grow into it. It's called the endometrium. If it implants somewhere else, it acts like a cancer. So if it implants on like your aorta or one of the big blood vessels inside your pelvis, it will infiltrate. And as it grows, it will eventually rupture and you'll bleed to death very quickly.
It will kill you.
So it will kill you. So ectopic pregnancies almost never survive and are always something that needs to be managed by a physician.
We had a male lawmaker ask about why an ectopic pregnancy, Dr. Lyerly, just couldn't be re-implanted into the uterus.
Yeah, we just can't do that. It's never, ever been done. Like, I get that. I understand that some people believe that as soon as a sperm and egg come together, we've got like a beautiful, perfect little tiny baby there. But that's not how it works. So, like, bear with me. And let's make some really good choices together so that people can live healthy lives.
I just want, like the lawmaker who had the question about why a woman couldn't just swallow a camera to find out how the baby's doing in her uterus. People like that should not be able to make laws determining what women can do with their health, because small anatomical thing here, the stomach isn't connected to the uterus, you moron.
Maybe ask those questions before you make those statements. Like, find a doctor. You know, we're out there. We're in the yellow pages. Just look us up. And many of us are happy to answer questions. If you're out there and you have a question, Kristen for Wisconsin, PM me. I will answer your question, because it is truly my mission on earth to make sure that everybody can live their best possible life. Like, I don't do this. Jane doesn't pay me to be here.
No.
This is my free time. I do this because I just want us to be able to come together and have healthy communities. And that doesn't mean we all have to have exactly the same opinions about everything. No, that's the beauty of diversity. We can believe in different things. We can have different values. That's all good. But when it comes to things that are facts and that are scientific, we need to know what the evidence is so that we can make informed decisions about our own lives, about the lives of our families, and about our communities.
You are absolutely entitled to your own opinion. You are not entitled to your own set of facts. That's not how it works. 855-752-4842. Jean from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Jean. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
Good morning. Thank you, ladies, for your outstanding public service to all the people that are listening to Civic Media. This is outstanding. Thank you for the education. I think everybody needs education. These lawmakers seem to think that they know everything, and I'm very, very concerned about the lives of young girls and boys and women. It's mind-boggling how far we came and how deviant we're going. So thank you, guys. Keep up the great work. Keep educating, because people need to learn these things. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. Really, really appreciate you checking in. It makes a bigger difference than you realize. I really appreciate that, Jeannie. I think so, too. And even when I was producing for Kristen Bry, one of the whole things we wanted to do with the show, and what I would like to think I've continued to do with my show, is we all learn stuff together. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. Learning things is a positive, my friends. It's not meant to be condescending or elitist, which I was accused of because we had people on to explain how tariffs work. That made me elitist and condescending. I don't know. I think it's a good thing when we can learn how things work.
We have to. And what's happening right now, and Chris Hayes does a beautiful job in his new book of explaining this whole attention economy. And Donald Trump is really good at this. This is the one thing that he is like an absolute master of, is putting something out there and making it flashy and getting your attention so that you think that it's really, really big. But it's not actually that big. Yep. It's just consuming a huge part of your mind. But it creates this chilling effect. And the chilling effect makes people feel like, whoa, I don't know if I can do this. I mean, even on our break, I got a call. I'm at the hospital. I'm working. I got a call from my nurse saying, the sterilization procedure you're going to do tomorrow, she doesn't have a state consent form signed. Well, we need to sign these state consent forms for people who are being sterilized a month in advance. This is something that has been implemented to ensure that we don't coerce people sure. into procedures that they didn't want. Well, this is a patient who I had a conversation with. She has private insurance. Like, she doesn't need a consent form, but they're very, very cautious and very protective because of the chilling effect out there over coercing patients. I can combat that because I can have a conversation with my nurses and educate them and explain it to them. We have a good relationship. So that problem is solved. But I can't push back on some of the other crazy stuff that's out there because it's being reinforced over and over again by some of the media, like the Fox and the OAN. And I mean, frankly, social media. I don't know if you've noticed this, Jane, but every time I open up my Facebook, I've got some sort of weird conservative thing that pops up first. And I keep blocking it and reporting it. But like something strange is how I do not follow. Yeah.
I dropped Facebook in 2019. So I haven't been on Facebook in ages, and I have never missed it for one single moment. Please, and we've said this repeatedly too, do not get your medical information from dog walker. That's mm-hmm. not necessarily the most accurate place to be getting your information. I'm just saying. Karina right. from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Karina. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning, ladies. Maybe I missed it. I was waiting for you, Doc, to come on online because I was listening White House, and I'm a surgical nurse, and I'm a healthcare administrator for the past 30 years. And I cannot figure it out what they're talking about. Going to the back to Senate, I think, to get approval of not killing alive babies who survived abortion. How the heck is possible? Please explain to me. How is it possible? I don't understand. If this is an abortion, the baby is not viable. If the baby is alive, then it's not abortion. It was a delivery.
Please. This is all part of that misinformation that's out there. Yeah, thank you, Karina. You know, Senator Lankford, again, had issued a statement the other day about this very bill where he said that the baby is born and then they just set it aside and let it die. And I was talking to the labor and delivery nurses that I was working with last night, and I told them this statement, and they're like, are you kidding me? Like, do you have any idea what our jobs are actually like? I can tell you with 100% certainty that never, ever happens.
Ever.
And that this bill was passed entirely for political reasons, to create shame, to create fear, to create that chilling effect. We take care of our patients. And these abortions that happen later in pregnancy are complicated. They're rare and they're complicated. They're heartbreaking.
Yes.
And we provide incredible care to our patients, to their families. So don't get sucked into this disgusting messaging. If you know anybody who has been in this situation, they will tell you how hard it is. But man, think about it. Like, if you've been through this, think about how hard it is to talk about it. That's why you don't hear so many voices piping up, because it's a tragedy.
Absolutely. And I think too, it's important for folks to remember, again, if these abortions happen later in a pregnancy, these were wanted pregnancies. These were mm-hmm. wanted children, and something went so catastrophically wrong, there was no option in order to save the life of the mother. That's mm-hmm. what this is about. We're not killing babies after, we're not aborting babies after they're born. As Karina said, that's not a thing.
But what is happening is when we have more restrictive abortion policies, we're finding more babies in dumpsters and farm fields. Yeah. So how about we open our arms and make sure people can get health care, including contraception and information and abortion care, so that when they have a difficult situation, they have the resources to navigate it so that they can continue with their families.
Rob from Tigerton just texting in. Thank you, Kristen, for all you do. Very much appreciated. Thank you so much, Rob. And thank you for listening. Well, we'll talk about grocery shopping some other time. We're going to wrap up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I Can't Believe It's Butter Edition. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You better shop around. Uh-huh. You better shop around. Yeah.
locally grown radio, WFHR. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To Matt Nair on air, Jane Matt Nair and Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine, you can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Come over to Blue Sky. It's a nice place to be. Dr. Kristen Lierley is our guest. Greg Bach has a couple of days off. He will be back next week. And we had one more comment I wanted to share with you, Dr. Lierley. Texting in, we have Todd from De Pere. Love Dr. Lierley. It's great to hear her voice. Thank you for the segment. And also Andrew from Maine. Dr. Lierley, yesterday on the Todd Alba show, the what's worse, Illinois or Minnesota was the question. I told him Minnesota allows Dr. Lierley to practice there. Not sure about Illinois, so they might be worse. Which state would you pick? What's worse?
Aw, that's so nice. Well, I have a special place in my heart for Minnesota because, you know, I'm a gopher. So
that's right.
Yeah, I got that.
That's all right. We all have flaws. It's fine. No one is perfect, Dr. Lierley.
It's like having more than one child, you know, like you love them both.
We love you all. Mm-hmm. I asked my mother once, and I'm the youngest of six, and I asked her once if they planned on me or if I was a surprise. And she said, Jane, we love all you kids.
That's such a mom answer.
Kind of answered my question. But anyway, Calvin, it's 11:53. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Today it is the I Can't Believe It's Butter edition from the bastion of journalistic excellence, the New York Post. The byline from Rita Wiggle, the headline reads, man who only ate cheese, beef, and sticks of butter for 8 months suffers shocking side effect.
Oh.
A Florida man in his mid-40s.
Of course he's a Florida man.
Right? He's on a meat, fat, and dairy heavy diet, showed up at a Tampa hospital with ooze emanating from yellowish nodes on the palms of his hands, elbows, and on the soles of his feet. Florida man told doctors he had adopted the carnivore diet 8 months ago. Dr. Lyerly, his daily intake was made up of entire sticks of butter, 6 to 9 pounds of cheese, and hamburger patties. His case actually just got published in the JAMA Cardiology publication this week. The patient took it to extremes, this carnivore diet. He says overall he feels great, his health is good, but his skin was another story. The ooze had been affecting him for almost a month before he sought treatment. Again, he's got yellow ooze coming out of his hands, his feet, and his elbows. Doctors discovered the butter, his total cholesterol level exceeded 1,000 mg.
Oh, and 200 is kind of the cutoff. So
200 is the cutoff.
Yeah, just for level setting there.
So he's kind of an overachiever.
Jane, I think the problem here is the hamburger. This message brought to you from the state of Wisconsin and the dairy industry.
Not the butter. Nothing to do with butter. It's got to be the beef.
The cheese, definitely the good part. That's what's making him feel so great.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
People do crazy things with their diets, you know?
But I mean, as far as, it's essentially cholesterol leaking out of his body, isn't it?
I have no idea. I've never heard of anything like this before. That is, how do you maintain that diet? Like, don't you feel like when you eat certain foods, you feel a certain way? I would feel personally if I ate like that, even for a day, I think I would feel like, whoa.
Absolutely. And I love butter. I love butter. I love butter way more than I should love anything. But yeah. But the idea of consuming entire sticks of butter?
Yeah, no.
Do you know
that it's a state law in Wisconsin that restaurants can't put anything other than butter on the table? So no margarine.
No margarine. You got to do Oleo runs to Illinois back in the day for margarine if you wanted that.
Which always reminds me of the Bob Uecker story about why he was born in Illinois, because his parents run an Oleo
That's
run.
Right. That's right. cardiologist diagnosed Florida man with xanthelasma, a condition caused by high cholesterol levels or other fats in the blood. This causes excess lipids to ooze from blood vessels and form localized lipid deposits. So maybe back off just a scooch on the butter and the cheese and the burgers, and try celery. Put peanut butter on it. Chunky. It's good.
Yeah. More produce, less of that.
That wraps it up for today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow. Oh, go ahead.
Jane, this whole episode has been This Shouldn't Be a Thing. This whole hour.
Actually, I got an email from somebody yesterday who essentially said that. Yes. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, thank you so very, very much for joining me. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay close. News next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as things get cheesy for what's worse, blue cheese or American cheese. The controversy continues. You weigh in. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
the tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn in Washington, where an American Airlines flight and military helicopter collided last night and went plunging into the Potomac River.
I just saw a fireball and then it was just gone. So I haven't seen anything since they hit the river.
At least 19 bodies have been recovered so far. U.S. Figure Skating has confirmed that several of their members and their families were on that flight, returning home from the National Development Camp in Wichita, Kansas. This man's daughter's best friend and her mom were on board.
I haven't heard much. I got off work and I came straight here to be with my friend. She's an ice skater.
In a statement, U.S. Figure Skating said, "We are devastated by this unspeakable tragedy and hold the victims' families closely in our hearts." The plane broke into multiple pieces. The helicopter is upside down. D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly says the search and rescue operation is difficult.